This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennett with Todd
and
with the Radio God Mitchell and
hello.
K-Fly.
Yo, bro.
Kevin Flint. Back at it to spend a little time with you and the remaining parts of the first half of this hour. Open phones to answer any questions or comments. Talking a lot about the horrific story we're all talking about and have been since yesterday afternoon in Uvalde, Texas. 19 fourth grade students slaughtered. Two teachers slaughtered. A gunman shot by a Border Patrol agent, thank you. His grandmother, I guess, is not killed, but she's in serious condition, shot by him. And this is a bizarre thing to me. We don't know enough about it, and I don't want to play this game. But evidently, you know, law enforcement had responded to the scene where he shot his grandmother, okay? Then a chase ensues, and then he ends up running up into school. How in the world does he barricade himself into a fourth grade school classroom after all of this? You know, at a bare minimum, how do you not see that coming? I don't know how it happens. How did he end up barricading himself in this fourth grade classroom? Political opportunism is everywhere. It started with a fellow by the name of Senator Chris Murphy on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday. Listen to what he had to say.
Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing? Why are you here? I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely. I understand my Republican colleagues will not agree to everything that I may support, but there is a common denominator that we can find.
Which would be agree with us that the guns are the problem. What is amazing to me about these lectures about why are you here? Why are you doing nothing? No, they don't mean why you're doing nothing.
Yeah,
they mean why don't you do what we want you to do?
Bingo.
And exactly. The gun is the problem.
Yep, that's the only solution.
And this guy was on the floor of the U.S. Senate within an hour of this story breaking.
Oh, yeah. Can't let it go to waste.
Connecticut Liberal Senator Chris Murphy. Now, I was driving shortly after hearing about all this and processing it all and trying to sort it out, and I heard that Joe Biden was returning from his Asian trip and he was going to be addressing the country. And as God is my witness, folks, I thought, oh, please, Joe Biden, just be that kind of grandfatherly figure and comfort people who hear this stuff and think of their own kids and are hurting and Just be that guy. Just be that guy for tonight. I was rooting for him to be that guy. Wanted him to be that guy after all this noise that we've been hearing all day long.
And how'd that work out for you?
Could he rise to the occasion?
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
No,
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act.
And then act. Secure our schools. Provide security.
No. That's not what they mean when they say act.
Oh, that's, yeah, we have to.
That's to, you know, why do we continue to do nothing?
Take the bad guns.
Does anybody else find the irony in a guy who's literally been a political animal in Washington, D.C. since the 70s? All those decades in the Senate, 8 years as a vice president, 4 years as president, and he is lecturing us doing something?
He's the fixer. he's the get-her-done guy. Can I channel Rush Limbaugh with you guys for just a couple of minutes here? I want to give you my incredibly brilliant breakdown on good gun, bad gun.
Sure.
You look at what they... Well, first of all, if anyone can tell me what an assault weapon is, please do. They're going to point at an AR-platformed, armor-light, whatever, AR-platform, weapon of war-looking, black, evil-looking gun and tell you that that is a bad gun. That gun has to be banned. That's bad. That can kill a lot of people real quickly. Well, I'll stand my Remington 30-06 semi-automatic deer rifle right next to it, and it does exactly the same thing, but it doesn't look so mean. Okay, now, let me break this down for you even further. I'll put a tactical, let's say a military member's knife, okay, a tactical knife. Got the grip, it's got the butt end, it's got the serrated top on it, it's a nasty-looking knife. Let's lay that, that's an assault knife, right? Let's lay that next to a steak knife. What's the difference of those two knives in the hands of an assaulter or an evildoer? Okay, let's go to a baseball bat. This bat is a Louisville Slugger. It's made for hitting baseballs. This bat is the evil black and bloody bat that Negan had in Walking Bad, Walking Dead. Wrapped up in barbed wire. That's got to be an assault bat, right? No, it's not. It's a bat.
It's an instrument.
It's an instrument.
Held by an evil person.
And anybody that brings up assault weapons are bad, and this is a weapon... They're ridiculous. They're idiots.
It requires.
I hate to say anybody's an idiot, but you're an idiot to talk like that.
Period. It requires critical thinking.
It does.
It requires us to think, without question.
Assault is a verb, but not a noun. Okay, it's not a person, a place, or a thing. It's an action. Enough.
Riley in Golden Valley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey. I guess my thoughts are this is not an issue of the gun. This is an issue of culture. As a 32-year-old parent of two that are up and coming into the school system at the ages of 4 and 2, I grew up in the video game age. And we have millions and millions of kids that are exposed to just killing people on the TV screen every single day. And you don't think that desensitizes them to that? No, some of these kids that may have mental issues, they're going to dwell on that and think it's fun, and then they're going to translate that into real life. So who's saying that this kid in Uvalde didn't sit at home for 4 months straight killing people on Call of Duty or whatever video games they have out there and completely desensitized them, and then that when that wasn't enough, he had to transfer it to the school. So this starts at home. As a parent of young children, I encourage all other parents of young children, let's break this cycle. And, like, let's teach kids gun safety. Let's take them hunting. Let's teach them to respect the weapon. Instead of it's not a toy. It's not for fun. It's a tool. And, yes, it can be a tool of evil, but it also can be a tool to combat evil. And that's why it's used in the military, and that's why it's used by law enforcement, and that's why it's used in good ways as well. I guess that's all I have, and I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Riley. We love listening today. Tell us what you're thinking. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, why won't anyone focus on the actual psychopath's backgrounds in these school shootings?
Yes,
350
please.
Billion people in the U.S., these 8 to 10 shooters in the last 10 years all came from broken families. That's the heart. That's the crisis of the heart. I agree with you.
This kid had red flags all over the place.
I wrote this 16 hours ago on Facebook because I was so ticked off of what I knew was going to be coming. And This was after Chris Murphy, but before pretty much anybody else. And I just knew it because you can set your watch to it. The heartbreaking news from Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. This claim the lives of at least 18 children is all too familiar. Suggestion. Every politician should remain silent. Please. I borrowed a phrase from Joe Biden before he said it. Please, for the love of God, do not use this senseless massacre to advance any political agenda. Instead, in every community, school by school, we should take our schools back from every agenda except those that we, local communities, education leaders, teachers, and parents devise. It's obviously a mental health crisis, and there is no defense against evil. The crisis of the heart must be met head on. That's the long game. The short game is to say, knowing there is evil, how are we going to spot it and protect our kids? How are we going to do that? Is it bigger PTAs? Is it veteran volunteers? What is it? Tell me your thoughts. 258-0550. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Of dollars in economic impact happen. I just wanted to pick Cass County. $18 billion in impact from oil and gas. Touches every corner of North Dakota. It's very true. Every corner of North Dakota touched by oil and gas development. Roads, bridges, schools, water projects. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. The political shamelessness after situations like this just sicken me to the core. They really do. And so few people come up with the solutions. I'm talking about elected leaders who represent us, the solutions that you do. That's why it's fascinating to have these conversations with you. They seize the moment. They use this. Can I give you an example completely unrelated to how they roll?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little later on in the program this hour with John Hinderacher from the Center of the America Experiment. They're doing a series of public informational meetings related to the woke indoctrination that is infiltrating public schools. Okay? And this is a conversation about the racism of CRT, okay? Critical race theory. That is a racist theory that talks about white's bad, black's good. In books, in curriculum, in schools. So, I see here on the Red River Valley Democratic Socialists of America, they have posted a page saying, we are asking the community to call West Fargo City Parks and the Avalon Event Center and then ask them to cancel a white supremacist event being held in their spaces. Post the numbers for West Fargo Parks, post the numbers for Avalon Event Center. Then it is helpful enough, are you ready, with a sample script, Kevin? A sample script for you.
Okay.
I'm calling to ask you to cancel the American Experiment event on May 25th as it's being hosted by a racist group who promotes white nationalism. They're actually working to defund public schools in order to push their agenda. Please do not give them a platform in public spaces. Every ounce of that is a lie. Every single ounce of that is a lie.
Yep.
They lie.
Blatantly.
They lie. They misinform.
White nationalists. How about just nationalists?
They cancel.
What's wrong with being a man nationalist?
It's how they roll.
I love my country.
We're going to give John Hinderacher a chance to respond to it here in just a little bit.
Unbelievable.
Stay tuned. Ed Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, how did he even get into school? Because my wife works in the school, and if I ever try to go in there, they actually have to buzz me in.
It's a good question. I don't
he
know.
He could have shot his way in. No one knows. Yeah, I mean, no one knows yet.
But it's a good question.
Break a window?
I mean, not only did he get in to the school, he got into a classroom and barricaded himself in the classroom. We know that much.
Look at the amount of yellow tape and officers and coroners that are there still there. They don't have any answers yet. Maybe a couple, but it'll be a while.
I mean, you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah,
I do. 100%. And I think that's the short game. We just have to realize that this evil is out there. And, by the way, the media glorifies these. So then, you know, in the mind of sick and twisted individuals, it's like, okay, that's how I get my fame. It's horrible.
Crazy.
I'm with you, Ed, on the question zone. Bismarck, Ralph, you're next.
Yeah, about that shooting, I agreed with your caller that you had on just a little bit ago about these video games and stuff. But also, the thing is, I go back to when I was in high school, so I'm going to date myself here. We went hunting, and we'd have our rifles and shotguns in the pickup window. Nobody got shot.
Wait a minute. It wasn't the guns didn't hop out of the truck and go in and commit violence? Wow.
No.
Who knew, Kev?
Daily in the back of my truck.
Believe that, Todd?
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially in the fall during duck season.
By the way, what he's describing, I went to high school in three places, Clarinda, Iowa, Huron, South Dakota, Montevideo, Minnesota. Exact same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Todd, I don't know about you in the Twin Cities. It probably didn't happen.
Not by my time, not so much, but my dad went to school at Roosevelt, one of the schools in Minneapolis. And back in that day, I mean, you had a class. You brought it. You learned how to use it. I mean,
it's not the object, Ralph. I mean, this is so...
Right.
I know.
So obvious.
Can't you label the rock?
The other thing is, if these liberals would spend more time talking about mental health issues or something like that related to this, I could understand it. But they are so obsessed with being political. politically correct and not hurting the feelings of these weirdos out there.
Bingo.
Well, yeah. Well, appreciate the call. Jeff and Fargo. Jeff Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up my sister's a teacher in around the Minneapolis area, and when they had a meeting this year, it was to talk about what teachers would like to arm themselves. And to me, I don't think teachers should be a part-time security officer, too. They should be there to teach.
Do you think if a teacher volunteers and says, hey, you know, I'm whatever, I've got a concealed carry permit, do you think they should be able to if they choose?
Well, I mean, are you going to do a background security check on them, too? I mean, you don't want somebody with a firearm that has a problem. You don't know who they are.
Well, they wouldn't be a teacher.
Even though they are a trusting teacher, but I think anybody that's carrying a firearm should have some background check.
Sure. Well, you'd have a background check as a teacher, I think. You know, ideally, like we have a TSA, like we have at courthouses, you know, like we protect a single politician. Why wouldn't we want to do the same here?
But
So I'm not disagreeing with you on it, but I also think we shouldn't tell teachers no, they can't if they wish to. Black Hills, South Dakota, Muff, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. You know, this whole thing is a culture issue, and like the gentleman you just talked to two calls ago, I have another example. When I grew up in West Fargo, you walked in the front door of our house, there was a closet off to the right there, a coat closet. Every gun my dad owned was in that closet, and there were quite a few of them, and all the ammunition was in that closet. The closet wasn't locked, the guns weren't locked, the ammo wasn't locked up, and my sister and I never grabbed one of those guns and loaded it and went out and shot anybody. It was amazing.
Yeah, same here. Same. We all have that same story, Muff. I mean, we do.
Yeah, and I sent you guys a text and an email both. The problem nowadays starts with kids not having any consequences for
Bingo.
What they do.
Especially
and a good example
from God,
is if a child smacks a teacher and gives the teacher a bloody nose, the teacher is supposed to look at that child and say, now, Sally, you know that wasn't a nice thing to do. Will you please go sit at your desk and think about how you could behave better in the...
Bingo.
Oh, man. Appreciate the call. Others welcome. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind after this. Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos, when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School, that's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Once the suspect entered the classroom, he barricaded himself by locking the door and started shooting. That's been confirmed by Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Something happening here. What it is,
Gateway Building Systems. These good folks understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., they provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and a whole lot more. They've helped farmers customize their operation, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock solid bins now. For more information, go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. A lot of your comments related to a tragic Tuesday. Uvalde, Texas. Now we know of 19 fourth grade students murdered, 2 teachers murdered, and a shooter who ultimately was taken out by Border Patrol. Just happened to be a Border Patrol agent in the area that came to respond to the situation. And what we have talked about mostly today is the reaction to it, which is all too predictable. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment joins us. Talk a little bit about this, and also talking about 2 events today, one in West Fargo over the lunch hour, and also one in Fargo tonight, the Avalon Event Center at 5:30. The Center of the American Experiment has brought this critical race theory and woke indoctrination tour to North Dakota so you can understand what the agenda is and be a watchdog for it. John, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
So when you heard what you heard yesterday and you saw the typical reaction to it, what did you think?
Well, it never fails, Scott. It never fails. We hear the same unhelpful comments and the same hateful comments. You know, blame Republicans, blame the NRA, blame the guns, but no constructive solutions. You know, these school shootings are very, very rare, very rare. And they're terrible when they happen. But if you ask yourself, okay, how can we reduce the number of these incidents? The most practical answer I can come up with, Scott, is that every public school in America should fire a diversity consultant and hire an armed guard. You know, the teachers' unions lobby against and fight against having school resource officers in the public schools, having guards in the public schools. And you know, that is the obvious practical solution if we want to cut down on these events.
Questions or comments, welcome for John today as we talk through this as What's on Your Mind family. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Pierce, South Dakota, and John. John, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, John. Just have some comments about Biden. Every time he opens his mouth and he says, in God's name, he is blaspheming the whole concept of what Christ died for. You know, when he was sworn in as president, he took his oath on a big family Bible, and he promised to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America, and he's done just the opposite of that. He's taken his handprints are all aboard, all over this abortion issue. He's got his blood on 62 million aborted babies because he's kept endorsing this. You know, when the church, I guess the church in Washington, D.C. has allowed him to take communion, and St. Paul said in the Bible that you got to be clean before you take communion. You know, you got to have your soul clean before. So he is a walking abomination. And the Bible says that all liars shall have their place in the lake of fire and brimstone. You can't take God's name, you know, like he did yesterday to make a political statement. You know, his soul is in danger of judgment. And you cannot slander the Holy Ghost, because that is the unpardonable sin.
John, I appreciate your call. If Billy Graham was still alive, I would swear that was Billy Graham calling in, too. Didn't it sound like Billy Graham?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, my gosh. But, John, appreciate your call and appreciate your passion on the issue. I was so disappointed in President Biden. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You know, he had a moment, John, really to be a uniter, you know, use this moment to just take America and give us, you know, that comforting words in the middle of this, and he went right to, you know, gosh, why can't we do this? When a guy's been there since, what, the 70s, and he's lecturing us on why can't we do this. Were you surprised by Biden's comments?
Well, no. I mean, it happens every time. Joe Biden is a hater. You know, he's a hater. And he immediately went to this nonsense about how the gun lobby, you know, whatever that is, the gun lobby is to blame for the fact that there's violence in America, as we saw yesterday. Well, the gun lobby has got nothing to do with it. And Joe Biden says, well, we all know what we should do. We all know what to do. And I say, no, we don't, Joe. Tell us. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And I guess he's talking about another a so-called assault weapons ban, which has been tried. It was a complete failure, did no good whatsoever. And I think what these people really want, Michael Moore actually said this, you know, the filmmaker, he said it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. And, you know, that's what they really want, is to try to outlaw gun ownership by private citizens in the United States. And then the old bumper sticker, you remember this one, Scott, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, right? Well, they want to make that a reality, I think, is the bottom line.
David in beautiful Thompson, North Dakota, the metropolitan community just near Grand Forks. Actually, Grand Forks is a suburb of Thompson, right, David?
Yes, sir.
Yes. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just going to talk. I'm new to North Dakota. I'm born and raised in North Dakota, but moved to Colorado for 20 years. And the topic of guns in the classroom, my kid's school district outside of Colorado Springs actually approved it. Teachers, they went through extra training. They had to do all the background checks. The caller a couple times ago, you know, kind of made it sound like they might just give guns out to any teacher who wants them. No, they do extensive background checks. They keep them in lock boxes. There was, I want to say, five teachers that had them that actually were allowed to carry in my kid's school. And I didn't hear a parent that was down on it. Everybody was excited for it. You know, what? It's a worse parent's worst nightmare what happened yesterday, and I would much rather take the chances of a teacher having them in the classroom. They're not getting pulled out during fights or anything like that. They're getting pulled out when something like this happens.
Scott, can I comment on that? Because the caller makes a great point. You know, if you ask yourself, where do mass shootings happen in this country? The answer is they happen in gun-free zones. That's why these people like schools. These schools are gun-free zones. And there's other places, too, gun-free zones. That's where the mass shooters, the people that want to be mass shooters, that's where they go. They may be crazy, but they're not stupid. They want to carry out mass murder in a place where they know they're going to have the only firearm. And if there's anything we've learned in the last, you know, 20 years or whatever about these incidents, it is don't be a gun-free zone. That is really an invitation to the deranged person who wants to become famous as a mass killer.
Welcome back to North Dakota, David. Appreciate your call very much. John, I want to give you a chance to talk about American Experiment North Dakota's in education, not indoctrination, critical race theory, and the miseducation of America's youth another roundtable happening today in West Fargo at 11:30 today. That's at Rusted Recreation Center. 11:30 lunch program starts at noon, and then the Avalon Event Center, 5:30 appetizers program starts at 6 in Fargo tonight. Big crowd in Grand Forks yesterday for this. Love the fact that people are engaged and wanting to hear about it. Why should folks be there today in West Fargo at lunchtime and this evening in Fargo?
You know, critical race theory is sort of an umbrella term for some very bad doctrines the left is trying to impose on our school children. I mean, the short way of describing it is that critical race theory is a combination of racism and anti-Americanism. And it is infiltrating classrooms across America. And the only real defense when leftists try to bring these doctrines, these poisonous doctrines into our schools, is parents who are alert, who pay attention to what's happening in their kids' classrooms, who understand what to look for, understand where all this is going. So I really encourage our listeners, if you go to our website, AmericanExperiment.org, you can do a last-minute registration, but you don't have to. If you just show up at the door and you've got $10 in your billfold, they will let you in. And so 11:30 at the Rusted Center in West Fargo, and what is it? Is it 5 or 5:30, Scott, at the Avalon evening?
5:30 for the appetizers. Program starts at 6, and some real great experts here you're going to learn from. I want to get your reaction to the Red River Valley Democratic Socialists of America. You know, this is not Minneapolis or St. Paul. This is the Red River Valley Democratic Socialists of America putting out a all call for folks in the community to call these venues and cancel these events because in their minds it's a white supremacist event. Literally give people a script to say that you lead a racist group, John, promoting white nationalism and are actively working to defund public schools in order to push their agenda. What do you how do you react to this insanity?
Well, I mainly react with laughter, Scott. You know, one thing about these critical race theory programs, they bring out the lunatics. And if our listeners think, well, this has got to be exaggerated, there can't really be people who want to teach such horrible doctrines to our kids, can there? The answer is yes, there are. And we hear from them. So some of these so-called socialists, self-described socialists, have organized a telephone calling campaign making threats against the venues. You know, we'll bomb you, we'll have violence, you know, whatever. And the venues, to their credit, have told these left-wingers to go jump on the lake. This woman who's got this Facebook group, you know, Socialists of the Red River Valley, this is the same woman who got arrested at our event in Moorhead last summer. She got led out in handcuffs by police officers because she tried to disrupt it. I mean, it's really interesting to see how committed these far left-wingers are to teaching critical race theory in the schools.
Well, if we have critical thinking, there is no other description for critical race theory other than it being racist. And right, that's what I find completely ironic here, that now by exposing it, you're the racist. What in the world?
Well, critical race theory teaches that the most important thing about a person is the color of his skin. It teaches that people with similar skin color have similar personality characteristics and similar characters, and that people with different skin colors need to be treated differently. Those are the basic precepts of critical race theory, and that's just flat out, straight up racism.
AmericanExperimentND.org has information on all the events. Of course, AmericanExperiment.org, the mothership. John Hinderacher, thanks for joining us today, as always.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
Two events remaining. West Fargo, Rusted Recreation Center. Be there. I'm heading over there right after the show. 11:30 lunch. Program starts at noon. And tonight, Avalon Event Center, 5:30 appetizers. Program starts at 6. Again, details at AmericanExperimentND.org. Linda and Wishick, Jamie, Andy, and Bruce behind her are next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Discover kinder care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Where your warranty is for a lifetime. Give you peace of mind with a lifetime powertrain warranty on that new Buick GMC. And most of the 75 used vehicles that are clearly marked, priced to sell various makes and models. So if you're a Ram fan, an F-150 fan, hey, better check it out. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Linda and Wishick, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Linda.
You know, you sit there and you criticize Biden all the time. I'm so sick of you. You know what? You sound like a bitter third grader.
We lost you after you.
Oh, no way.
Oh, dump. Linda. How sad is that? I sound like a third grader criticizing Biden, and then I should go F myself. This is what political discourse has become. Again, I was trying to root for Joe Biden yesterday. I wanted to root for him after that speech. Instead, we got a lecture about things he's failed to do for how many years. Gosh, so sad people can't have just a reasonable dialogue. Andy has a federal solution to the shootings. Go ahead, Andy.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
horrible day here in America, made more horrible by the opportunistic politicians. I don't know. I've experienced heartache and trauma in my life, and well-meaning people have said things that made it worse. These people aren't well-meaning. They're cowards. If they were very serious about gun crime, as they like to call it, in the federal government, they would federalize all penalties for any violent crime with a gun. And you know they won't do that. But because for a myriad of reasons, I'm not going to articulate them. They would federalize all violent gun crime and put it through the federal system where you do whatever it is, 97% of the sentence you get and all that. But they're not serious about it. Very much the same way they're not serious about the economy, not serious about energy policy. But they predictably made it worse, made today worse. So, you know, I'm not venting, but these politicians are getting under my last good nerves, Scott.
Boy, are they ever. Boy, are they ever. And by the way, for Linda and Wishick and anybody else that comes at this from the hard left, it happens as much from Republicans as it does from Democrats. I think every politician ought to shut their yap and lead a nationwide effort to pray about this horrific situation and what led us here and get us all to recognize we need a hard reset on this. We have a crisis of the heart in this country. Better deal with that first. Followed by silence, by the way, and fact gathering and, you know, breathe. And then, you know, at the appropriate time, act. You know, but instead it's bluster. It's same old, same old. Andy, well said. Thank you for that. Tom and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, following 9/11 from 2003 to 2007, Homeland Security Training and Exercise grant funding was funneled through the Department of Emergency Services to the North Dakota Association of Counties. A team was organized within the NDACO that facilitated training in preparation for a terrorist attack. Eventually, training and exercises morphed into active assailant preparation. Corrective actions from the active shooter exercises resulted in the hardening of many schools and other facilities around the state. And if funding is not available from the federal government for a similar program, why can't the state ramp up a similar program?
Yeah. Funding's available. We're too busy sending $40 billion to Ukraine to help. I mean,
well, that's apples
ridiculous.
And oranges.
Yeah, I know, but still.
But what I believe is Tom's exactly right. This is not a problem of money. I mean, look what the schools received from COVID dollars, much of which they didn't need. You can only buy so much hand sanitizer and masks. And schools were allowed to use this for shoring up any weaknesses in the security. You talk about another program that's out there. Programs are there. I think it should be local solutions. And to the extent the dollars are needed, they can come from the state, they can come from the feds. But this ought to be a parent-by-parent, teacher-by-teacher, principal-by-principal
issue. Did the Gun-Free School Zones Act that was passed in 1990 come from the federal government?
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
Did it help?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
It did not. Repeal that terrible bill, put armed guards in our schools, harden the buildings, secure the buildings, guarantee those numbers go down. Period. Today.
Go ahead, Tom.
Just to go along with the feds, the most secure school we visited was the Belcourt High School. Each time we went up there to visit, we parked the car. Before we could even get out the door, a security car had us blocked in and asked us what our business was. We were escorted into the school. At the front door was a security guard. Two magnetometers, the walkthrough, and the one for the backpacks.
Good for them. Good for them. I don't think that's sad. I think it's an example that ought to be used elsewhere. Sounds to me like what you see if you fly, short of the meeting in the parking lot. Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate it. What's on your mind? Brought to you by many fine sponsors, and they include our friends at PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel, home cooking, grab and go convenience today. Two fresh baked cookies. You buy those, you get one free. Two for one. How's that for an inflation buster? Yeah, buy two, get three. and many other great deals, and of course the home cook and the grab and go convenience. Also brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Great day today to say I need time in a sauna to sort all this out, or a hot tub. They've got it for you. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks too. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Strata Corpus Hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata's been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Strata Corp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Strata Corp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.